No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to No Sir, I Don't Like It. I'm Carmen Morales. I'm your host. With me, as always, the very funny Mr. Brian Vokey.
Hello.
And we have a wonderful guest today, Miss Deborah DiGiovanni.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know who that was for.
By the way, we keep her in a well. So
we just... She's 7 miles away from us. Yeah,
we just dropped a mic at the top of the well. Hello.
That's probably the best place for me.
Use your theater voice. Project from your diaphragm.
Nice. Good deal.
I got it. So you're Irish with that last name? Is that what it is?
Yes. Italian. And actually, it's one of the most common Italian names. It literally translates to Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
DiGiovanni.
Son of, and Giovanni is John. Debbie Johnson over here.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's the most common name.
Do you hate when people call you Debbie?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not Debbie. I get Deb all the time. Yeah. Even my name is Deborah, and Deb I accept in my life. I don't love it, but I accept it. But Debbie is like, I'm no.
It's almost insulting.
There's never been
a cool Debbie name in the history. In the history
absolutely
of the
not
world.
Debbie Gibson? Sorry, baby. Not happening.
Yeah, no. Debbie Gibson, get out of here.
Come
with
on.
That. You can't be a teen pop.
No.
Somebody should have gotten away.
Debbie is a cheerleader that, you know, gets pregnant at 17 and just, you know.
What about Deborah?
Oh, yeah. That's Deborah, no H, right? I'm just D-E-B-R-A. Yeah.
Deborah.
Deborah's a weird one, too. That's like.
It makes you sound excited.
Drag queen to me.
It is. Deborah, here she comes.
I'm going to make a triangle.
Deborah.
This seems better.
But that's oh, look at this. We just moved. We shifted.
Yeah, we shifted.
We're going to do that every 5 minutes. It's a game. It's cardio. All right. Yeah. Good deal.
I didn't looking left and right.
Right?
I only have I think I have one person in my life that calls me Debbie, and I let it happen because he's an awesome dude, and he's just always called me Debbie. So it's like, okay, leave it alone. Just
why don't you tell him? If he's awesome, he should know not to fucking
exactly
call you that.
It. So like, I don't know if he just does it to fuck with me.
Oh, right. Hey, what's up, Debbie?
Hey, Debbie. I'm like, all right. I
it's
know
our
what
bit
doing.
We do.
It's our thing. You hate it, but all right.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends that call me Bry Guy sometimes.
Bry Guy?
Oh, that's so gross.
But it's like you're that good of friends that you can't say anything nice.
Oh, I'm right. Sorry, though. Yeah.
You get right to the point where you're all insults all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's real friendship.
Best friend network.
Yeah. If I'm nice to you, I don't know you.
Ever? Did you ever have a nickname? What do you get short for Carmen? Like, what is that?
Carm. I get called Carm a lot.
Yeah. You okay with it?
It's fine. Yeah, I don't care.
Carmichan.
I get chicken Carm.
Oh my!
Sean calls me chicken Carm. He calls chicken Carmichan. Because I'm half
like
Italian.
That. I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Are you half Italian?
Mm-hmm.
I am not surprised.
Yeah.
I get it. I was going to say. You got a strong brow.
I do.
Strong eyebrow.
It actually would be just one if I didn't shave the middle of it.
Same diff. Actually, mine would grow into my hairline if I didn't control
it. I'd have a no head instead of a forehead.
Yes, like a small wolf girl.
I just brush for my eyebrows back.
Just keep going. It's quite nice. But I'm telling you, it keeps us young, though. Girls with eyebrows. Girls that don't have eyebrows? Oh, gosh.
Wait, it's what so girls don't have eyebrows? You mean the ones who shave them?
No, there are ladies that have very thin eyebrows and they gotta draw it in. And
they
then
draw them in.
Sometimes, yeah, they
I lived with a
dude. My adorable little Spanish grandmother has tattooed on eyebrows.
No.
And it's the most gnarliest thing I've ever seen.
God.
I was like, why didn't you ask me before you did this?
Did she just always look angry?
No, she does. It just looks like somebody drew on her eyebrows all the time forever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
I love an old lady with face tattoos.
That's a strong look.
What's funny is she's not like a fixer up. Like she didn't have any work done. She doesn't dye her hair. She doesn't try to look young. She was just like, she's just been drawing on her eyebrows forever. And then so she was just like, fuck it. Your cousin did it for me. It was like one of those, except it was
Was it a home tattoo?
Like it's a jail
your cousin?
Tattoo. It was a prison tattoo.
It was one of those.
She had a sewing needle and a Bic pen broken open. Bop, 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 bop.
Oh my God.
They call it a stick and poke.
Stick and poke.
Stick and poke.
I have like 10 eyebrows.
Of them. I swear to God.
What's great is now there's texture because it's stick and poke.
Oh my
so
God.
It's poor. It's hard. Like, you know. It looks like there might be hair follicles there.
Oh, grandma.
Grandma. Yeah. That's not really true. They look. It looks fine, but it doesn't look good.
It looks fine, but it doesn't look good.
Fine, but not good.
Did they put a little teardrop while they were doing it right there?
Oh, she has depression, so it makes a lot of sense. Abuelita's always crying. She does cry a lot for a woman her age. I thought once you got to a certain age, you just stopped crying.
I sort of thought that too. I guess no. All right, we have to look forward to it.
Some people just really
that's the opposite for men. You start crying when you're older.
Men start crying when they're older. Absolutely.
Yeah. That release valve starts to open up because they can't fucking hold it down anymore.
Yeah, all the sphincters dry rot. Everything just starts pouring out.
I'm telling you, my dad is a
leakage.
Things.
Yeah, everything's crying.
He's dripping, eyes dripping, ears dripping. They got everything coming out. The nose dripping.
It is messy as hell.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's an old damn.
He started crying like 2 years ago. That was it. That was about it. Started crying, hasn't stopped. It's very weird. Yeah. No, but yeah.
My dad started crying recently too, and we were just home for Christmas, and he had his Bluetooth speaker on, and we were all hanging out, and he was like about 8 feet away from us in a corner crying to country music.
Stop.
We were all hanging out.
Oh,
we all started making fun of him.
No, well, deservedly.
Yeah.
Sorry, old
man. Of course he would make fun of you if you cried.
Good deal. Family.
So what? Sorry.
So what's going on?
So, what do you hate? What don't do you hate? Like?
By the way, we're in a locker room right now.
We are.
A ladies locker room.
Are we? Yeah. Fantastic.
So what do you hate?
Tell me, Ray. Did you see her face? Oh my God.
I hate her face. I hate her stupid face. We were talking about vomit. I hate vomit.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I think everyone hates vomit. Is there anyone that likes vomit? If you do.
I guarantee
you. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, there's that whole like... That two girls, one cup stuff. It's like poop and vomit.
I never watched that. I will never watch that because I know I wouldn't come back from it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I never watched The Human Centipede for the same reason. There were some things I was like, I'm just going to never live with that
Same.
Because that's how you accidentally come to something fucked up. Yeah. I don't ever want to do that. I don't want that popping into
my brain.
Exactly. Right before you come, like there's a lot of times, like just a lot of stuff just gets thrown in and you're like, I don't want that.
No way. And I love horror movies and I have no problem with like creepy stuff, but there's certain things that I'm like, nope, and those both of them are.
Is the sound of vomiting like
the sound of vomiting? No good. Absolutely, it's just like I mean, everyone hates vomiting. I think I really do have a vomit phobia. Like I really, really do. Like I will knock a person down to get out of the way of vomit. Like I can't see animated vomit. Like even South Park. I cannot watch it, just animated.
It pukes.
I can't. Team America. I like had to get up and leave. Like it's just Stand By Me. The
when was the last time you vomited?
Not long ago. No, I only like it
when I do it.
Let's be honest. It's like farts. Me. Yeah. I got food poisoning a little while ago, and I've not vomited in a really long time.
Wow.
The kind that you wake up in the middle of the night, like, oh God! And that, like, so ill, like, just like, kill me now. I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
That kind of vomiting. And that was probably, I think it was like November.
But that's like a good exorcism vomiting where you're get the demon out.
You are empty.
Yeah.
Empty.
I always just think, man, I'm going to have a six pack when I'm done with this. Oh, like, every time I puke, I'm like, this is a good ass workout because I'm not going to do a sit up.
It's an excellent ab workout.
Yeah, you get so sore.
The core. It's good for your core.
Yeah, it's a good core workout.
But yeah, I would kill someone if they vomited on me. I can't take it when babies barf. That's why I can't do babies. I can't. Mm-hmm.
Spit up. Yeah.
I can't do it. I remember one of my sisters has like 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
And she
God bless her vagina.
And she one of her kids, she barfed all the time. Like it was just like all the time. And I would always freak out. And she's like, that's how she eats. And I'm like, is she a fucking fly? Like, is that your thing? I puke on her. But it was always, she's like, it's natural.
How do babies have bulimia? That's how she eats. She just has to puke at the end. Like, did you train her to do that?
She's almost at her goal. God. You know what I mean? Like, she's leaving her alone.
She's almost at her goal.
Seriously,
baby weight.
That's it. She's going for 14 pounds, 6 ounces. Leave her alone. We have a big pageant tomorrow. But yeah, like I can't. I'm like,
yeah, my baby's
no chance
keto.
Of that. I'm like, please, no, I will not hold your baby. Mainly because I'm scared to death that they're gonna vomit on me. Or like,
what do you
I'm
think
it
is? Is it just? Cause, I mean, is it because of the obvious that it's vomit, or do you think it's like? I don't know. I always think
Are
of
you
it
trying
like,
to go back to childhood right now.
No,
it's like maybe. It's like people's insides coming out. You know what I mean? Like it's just there's something really.
I always think about it. Why it's gross to me is I always think about like somebody's stomach acid being on me.
Yes,
and that's like
that's what it is.
I'm like I always think about it like actual acid. Like
oh
it's
God,
gonna burn.
Burning.
It's gonna burn me. Ew.
And I don't want to see it. Like, vomit on the street. Ooh.
See, I've just partied and too much, on the street too hard, yeah. And I just vomit's part of life.
Yeah.
It just doesn't bother me. Other people's vomit doesn't bother me.
I stopped puking after I learned how to drink, though.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, but it's not just drinking that makes you throw up. Some things you can do for your whole life.
You leave your heroin out of this.
I had to stop doing mushrooms because I was with a friend and we'd taken mushrooms and she vomited so violently that I was like, never again. Like the kind of vomit that like it came out of her nose and mouth. Oof. At the same time. Like it was
that. That sucks. I mean,
it's not great. And that it was we were public and she had to do it into a garbage can that didn't really have a, you know, that just has the mm-hmm. hole but not like an open lid, so like she was on a sideways. Ugh. It was Ooh. awful. It was just, oh God,
have you ever heard a scream vomiter? Those are my favorite.
What are you doing?
Oh no, but you know what, now I kind of want to see that.
I have a friend who scream vomits.
Oh, that makes me laugh. That is, I might need to record you doing that.
That'd be a great way to get a text message.
That's
must be my mom getting back to me.
Oh my God, that's pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie. Oh dear.
I had a friend who's a scream vomiter. And people, because I sneeze obnoxiously loud, and people are always like, "You cannot sneeze like that." I know.
And you're like, "I don't think you can. I don't think I can.
That's different."
But I just think that's why I empathize with the scream vomiter. It's like maybe that's just the only way it can come out.
When you're sneezing, like you just sneeze once, like a big one, or a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a cartoon.
I had a cousin like that. She got kicked out of a math class in high school. The teacher was like, "Nobody sneezes like that." And I was like, "She does sneeze like that." And she got kicked out. She had detention.
Fuck that teacher. I know. Don't give that teacher a gun.
No, exactly. She'd be dead. My cousin would be dead. Sneezing? Are you kidding? Oh, God. I'm under attack. And then they'd kill. I sneeze multiples. I never sneeze less than like 6 times in a row.
Wow. That's
like
my grandfather was like that.
Little tiny ones. And then I think my record like is 20.
Holy
I
shit.
I nearly died. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because your heart stops.
Oh, it's not
briefly.
Great.
Yeah, no.
But it's usually like 6 to 10 times, and it's me and my brother the same thing. And then maybe the last one might be a big one, but it's just like. And people have always seen. You could just, exactly. Thank you. Good night.
You always end strong.
I think people like say the same thing, like, you don't have to sneeze like that. I'm like, teach me how to not sneeze like that. I wish I could.
Yeah, it's like, change you think it. This is how I get attention? Yeah, I do stand up. Like, I don't need attention from my sneezing.
Like, I've done everything else to get attention. Sneezing is not on the list.
But now that you mention it, maybe I should. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was totally beautiful. All right, let's see other things on the list. What else?
One I was interested in was penmanship.
Penmanship. I'm old, and so I still like handwriting. Like,
yeah, me too.
I do, and I know the children don't learn it anymore. Mm-hmm. That breaks my heart. By the way.
Cursive is dead.
Wait, what? Like,
did
cursive.
You know that's out? They
I
do
didn't
not
know that.
Teach cursive writing in school anymore.
How do you learn how to write your signature?
That's
then?
Exactly it. I'm like, what? So what are they just signing the names with an X? Like, seriously.
Just block letters.
It's all bubble letters. They're just somebody's tagging.
Whatever font they're using. Oh my God, exactly. It's all in spray paint. Yeah. I
can't read this contract. What the fuck is this?
That's, I feel like they just got to mash their hand in it. Just be a fingerprint.
Oh, yeah, like a baby foot?
Yeah, exactly. Right. He's very big. I love penmanship. I'm a nerd for it. Uh-huh. I love it a lot. And like, there are like, you know, people that have bad penmanship, it really turns me off. Like it just grosses me out. Like, I had a cousin she has terrible penmanship. And, you know, in young, when I was a child, you would write letters. You know what I mean? Like, in your diary, and you wrote, you know, passing notes in school and stuff. And always be like, please don't send me anything. I hate your writing. I literally was like, I don't want to read this. Your writing is terrible.
Do you like me? Yes or no? Like, no, if you write like this all the time, absolutely not. This is the way you should be writing as an adult. Like, you write an entire diatribe as to why, and it's all based on the way you
fix this, and then we'll talk. There's no way.
One of my sisters has, like little weak fingers. Ooh. like, they're like tentacles, kind of.
Oh my God!
Like she
little
just
webbed
she
had a, fingers.
She's got little squid fingers.
Oh my God!
She had to go to like what do you call that? Like is it rehab? I don't know. To learn how to write.
Oh, like ergonomics,
physical therapy.
Yeah.
To learn how to write, but she's got really awful penmanship too because she's got these little weak hands. And whenever like she would like shake my hand or something or put her hand on me, I was so grossed out by her fingers that I used to say that I couldn't squeeze a grape. She would sap the strength out of me because so weird touching
her
hand.
She's trying to steal your strength.
Yeah. You ever like had something that like somebody like touches you or creeps you out and you feel like you couldn't crush a grape in your finger? You just like, you just get all
too hard.
I have to go lie down now and recharge. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me say that's a lead in. I hate a bad handshake.
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate when people don't let me give you a good handshake.
Exactly.
That's like the one thing about one of the things about being abroad that's annoying is like, no, bitch. And then got a good handshake.
Oh my God.
Like, go fuck yourself. Carmen, yeah.
That's exactly it. I've had that my whole life. Because girls, for some reason, a lot of women give just the tips of their fingers. And it's just like, and then I am a bit of a crusher.
Yeah.
I seriously, sometimes I hear. Like, I hear crackle, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, you know what? Give me a handshake.
Yeah.
And then often, oh, it's a good handshake. Fuck you. Do you know what I mean? I'm not being a...
Yes.
When a guy gives a bad handshake, though, it's way worse.
I knew a dude that used to handshake like this. He would hand it, palm out. He would.
What do you do with that?
Exactly. It's upsetting. Fucking insulting.
I had to wipe my hand off. Like, seriously, I was like, wow, that's weird. But I feel like if a dude gives you like a dead fish handshake, mm-hmm. that to me, I used to do a joke about it. Like, to me, it's like you're saying to me, I'm bad in bed. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
you give that little,
if you can't even be cocksure with your hand,
you're not going to give me a firm grip. Get out of here.
Yeah. There's
you
no,
but you guys don't
got
have
no
the
girth.
Pressure.
You know?
You don't have the pressure that guys have where there's like 19 different handshakes after you're ready for.
Oh, God. I feel sorry for you.
And especially in comedy, because everybody moved here from I got to know like Northwest Black Handshake, Northeast Black Handshake, Southeast Black Handshake. I got to know all of these things.
That is too much pressure.
So I try to be like the alpha in the situation, and I get out there first and I stick a traditional handshake out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not dabbing you up. I'm not doing anything.
You're 3 blocks away and handshake position coming out. And you know, I also, people often want to do like a different handshake with me. I'm like, what about me? Says hip handshake. You know what I'm saying? There's no, don't give me the pound. I am a handshake kind of gal.
Yeah. I hate when people that are trying to be like germ free, they give you the go fuck you. You're trying to tell me I'm dirty. Fuck
Wait,
you.
The pound?
I stink. Yeah, when people
I go
try
for
to
the pound
you,
all
yeah.
the time now.
When people try to dab you instead of shake. Especially if I put my hand out already. If I put my hand out, give me the fucking courtesy to shake it.
Yeah.
Don't then pound. You're gonna pound my fist. Like you're gonna pound my open hand.
Absolutely.
That's fucking weird.
That you look. I think like. To me, I like it when someone is ill and they say, look, I can't shake hands. I'm sick.
Great. I appreciate that. I'll elbow you. Give me an elbow.
Absolutely.
That's
when
you bump hips.
But everything else, it's like, there's a whole knee.
That's what I'm
going to
do from now on.
Please.
Hip bumps.
Will you promise? we're doing that before I leave. But yeah, to me, that's really the only reason. That's the only time not to shake hands.
When
you're
sick.
Ill. Exactly. Thank you very much
and
for not
sick,
touching me.
And if you're sick, I don't want to dab you either.
No.
Got germs all over
just
it.
Like hi a distant wave is mm-hmm. totes good with
also
me.
You don't want to shake a hand right after you wash them because they're wet, but even though that's the cleanest your hands have been
all ever
day
be. Mm-hmm.
And and that's the time you're like, no, you don't want this,
please don't touch me, my clean wet hand.
Yeah, as if somebody's never felt
you reach
moisture
in
before.
I still do it and then I go, I just pissed.
I'm like literally squatted over my own hand. Oh my God. Yeah, but that's,
I'm real
that's
bad at wiping.
I hand wiped. There's no toilet paper.
I don't
hand
believe it. There's no toilet paper. I don't believe in waste of toilet paper.
Karate chopped my. Ugh.
My yeah, crack. But those are all awful, awful situations. This is like basically what I hate right now is just like the niceties of life. Do you know what I mean? Like, learn to write. Shake a hand, get your shit together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess that's the whole thing is like being pleasant is no longer like,
no.
Everything's so turned inward.
Yeah.
Like you don't even have to be nice to people anymore.
No.
Which I guess is fine to some people, but it's nicer when people are just nice.
It's nicer when people are just nice. You know, it really is. Even, you know, that fake it till you make it. I don't give a shit. Like I don't, I'm not asking to be everyone's friend, but there's an element of decorum. Like that's one of my things is bad manners. Now I don't mean that to be as snobby as it sounds, but there's an element of just humanity that you're like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's just, there's an element. Like,
what kind of manners? So like, you talk about table manners.
Oh God,
you talking
that,
about
that,
like social.
That doesn't bother me. Like that, you know what I mean? Like honestly, most people, who cares? We're eating by the table, elbows on table. Who gives a fuck? You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I guess there's things about like, Like, I feel like, you know, saying hello and goodbye to people, I find very important. Maybe not goodbye.
When somebody opens the door, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone opens the door, you say thanks. Or
excuse me.
I'm big on thank you. I'm big on eye contact. I'm big on greeting someone.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You must have a hard time with autistic people.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. It's like, look at me! And then they flip the fuck out. But you know, it is a little bit like, you know, okay, do you know this? Like, and people are like, calm down, Deborah, but like, I just know, you know, when someone is doing their best not to make eye contact with you, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're in a room with people and you're like, you're not going to fucking look over at me. And it's stupid. It's just like, just say hi. Again, I'm not asking to spend an hour talking to you. I don't even want to do that. Just greeting. You've met me before.
Yeah. Hey. Greet me.
That's it.
I've seen your face before.
Exactly.
Hey.
Even a nod. Hey. Like, that's totally fine. I also like, I do like a thank you when you're opening the door. This one might be a snobby personal one of me, but I have a thing that I grew up that if you pass through a conversation or you have to push your way through something, you say excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's just it. You know, when going through crowds, I do. And it's also, excuse me is like the polite way of saying move. Like it really is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but that, I mean,
I love that we have a Canadian right here talking about how people have bad manners.
Right?
That's ridiculously nice.
Ridiculous. You know what it is? It's funny because Canadians, they say that Canadians are ridiculously nice. It's not. It's actually just polite.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference. I'm not kidding. Canadians, we're as jerky as the rest of everyone. We're just incredibly polite.
I think the only reason the Midwest is passive aggressive is because of all the Canadian trickle down.
Trickle down! That's exactly it. It's all like Manitoba. They're coming to get you. But that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's like, yes, we're nice people, but I think California is equally as nice as, you know, British Columbia. Like, I mean, the exact same. We just have sort of an element of politeness, which is also low self-esteem. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit of like, thank you for letting us be here. That kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you don't mind that we're alive?
No, we're okay.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for not eradicating us. Thank you very much. Yeah, that kind of thing, you know?
Thank you for sending us all of your pollution, too.
We love that.
Yeah.
It's our favorite thing.
Oh, my God. Please. Okay, another thing on the list. Mm-hmm. Hummus. I hate hummus. I think I might be the only person that hates hummus. Do you like hummus?
It took a while to grow on me. At first, I didn't like it.
I don't like the texture.
It's like fucking peanut butter.
I don't think it is.
Do you eat natural peanut butter? It's pretty similar.
You can get your finger going pretty fast if you want to swirl it through hummus, but you can't swirl your finger through peanut butter as fast.
I
only eat with my fingers.
This is science right now. Did you hear this? That was fucking math.
Yeah.
You heard it from the lab first. Oh my God.
There's something about it. And the thing is, I like chickpeas. Like, I got no problem with the chickpeas.
So you cool with like a falafel, some shit like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just, there's something about hummus that I'm like, nope. And be like, this is sweet red pepper hummus. I'm like,
it doesn't matter what you put in it.
Stop
still
trying to make me have hummus.
It
might be the most popular thing in the world. There's always fucking hummus. Everything is hummus.
Yeah. I could fold the hummus tray in half and drink it. I love it so much.
Yeah, it was a slow burn for me. At first, I didn't like it, but it grew on me.
Is it one of the ones that you have to grow into?
I think other foods
that you have to grow into, asparagus.
Yeah.
For sure. I hated it at first.
Who didn't?
We wrapped that bitch in bacon. Now it's my best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're like cooking. You drizzle olive oil, a little butter, salt, and pepper. Fucking yeah.
I love the way it makes my pee smell, too. I like, a lot of people complain about that, but I like being able to smell my pee from way up top. I do. I really do.
Without bending, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Normally, I got to do a whole bend.
I got to get on my knees and smell my piss, and then that's weird.
Yeah. If you're smelling your own piss, it's weird, but if the smell comes to you,
it's fantastic.
Exactly.
I don't know if I've told you this before, but that's actually a mutation because asparagus doesn't make my pee smell weird.
What do you mean a mutation?
Is it like a tongue curling thing? Yeah, like a stop like it. How some people can.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't do that. Can you do that one? I can't. I can do this one.
We're clovering our tongues right now. Yeah,
that's all.
Mm-hmm. Dudes, those are all
clover. I wish I could clover.
This is also a mutation. The witch's thumb, where you can bend your thumb all the way back. See,
is that me? Is that me? Do I have it?
Yeah.
No, look. Oh, yours is good though.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because you just go there, but this is all the way back.
See, my floppy fingered sister could touch her nail to her wrist.
Whoa.
Just flop at her.
That's a big barf inducing. I'm not gonna lie to you. not as it.
Your sister's part octopus, dude. She's an invertebrate for sure.
She's not listening.
Maybe.
She might be.
She might be.
Whatever.
It's not like I haven't said this to her face.
You had to grow into as an adult. Let's say.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts for sure. I love Brussels sprouts.
I hated Brussels sprouts when I was a kid. And I absolutely love them. Yeah. Come on now.
Let's get out of town.
Oh my God. What else? Oh, I couldn't do sushi until I was probably like mid 20s.
Yeah, I hated sushi at first. You know what it is? And I still don't like it is the seaweed part. Yeah. Like I love sashimi. I can eat all the rest of it. But the seaweed part
too
is
much,
the part
I'm
I don't
totally
like
with
it.
You. Too much seaweed. I'm not going to.
Too much roe. Like, I'm not a huge roe person.
I don't like roe either. Mm. But like, you know, like when they do like a seaweed cone, I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Like a little wrap of seaweed, I'm okay.
Tiny
but
bit.
I love the seaweed. Yeah. I like everything.
You can take mine. I'll eat the rest of it.
I also don't like, I don't like ginger.
Oh, I love ginger. See, how about boba? Did you grow into boba at all, or did you?
I still don't like.
Oh,
it.
Wait a minute,
the little tapioca balls.
No. Can't
those
do that.
Gooey ass balls.
No,
me too. Gross.
It's the same thing with roe. Like we probably also hate caviar. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we would hate caviar.
Yeah, I mean, roe is caviar. It's the same thing.
It's the same difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, one's just way more expensive.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot of things that, you know, like people like now. I find like when I talk to an adult and they're like, "I don't like sushi," I'm like, "Come on." Grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, really?
I think we should ban caviar and roe, though, because it's like decimating fish populations, and it's not even.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it's not even like a. Fucking topping totally for a cracker.
You know,
Like,
you know what else? You know what else we need to stop?
Well, yeah, here's two schools of fish.
Yeah.
On a Ritz.
Mm. So, did you know they say that we will be out of fish in 30
years. Yes.
Like, 30 years.
Yeah, 80% of the ocean life is gone.
Son of a bitch.
80%.
Whoa. And you know what else we need to stop? Sorry. And I know it's delicious and we all love it. Poke. The Hawaiian.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Is, because they use a really small portion of the fish.
And they throw the rest of it away.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to go buffalo style and use all the parts.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Exactly.
But if you're just cutting the cheeks out of these and then tossing the rest of them, like, what the fuck?
I know. That's scary. I mean, like, I'm not a huge fish person, but we need them. I think we need fish.
Yeah, we need
absolutely
fish.
Need them.
And not only do we need fish, but other things need fish.
I know. Like, that's the thing, right?
Oh, I mean, the planet needs fish, not just us, but even clean.
Bumblebees.
Yeah.
That's what's great. We're running out of bumblebees.
I know,
did you
I've
know
been
that?
Eating way too many
but
bumblebees.
But I saw this thing in Japan. They created a robotic bee that can pollinize. That can
that's not the answer, Japan.
I know it's
Stop
not.
I know it's like that. I know. That's it. They're creating something. It's like, how about we just not ruin the planet more?
Yes. Why can't?
Did you? I read a couple weeks ago about like a couple of like 12-year-old kids that went and destroyed beehives. That like they it was I saw it
oh I hit one with a baseball bat when I was a kid.
Did you of course but this was like a hive, like a guy that was like a beekeeper
went
into his place and destroyed all of his beehives, and it was something like, you know, whatever, tons of money that they were and ruined this guy, and then he did a GoFundMe, he got all of his money back, but he the dude was like, yes, okay, these kids, they suck, but they're like, it's not even the loss of money, is like, it's the loss of bees.
Right.
Like, we need the fucking bees. That's why I have the hives.
That's it. He was like, he'd been working at like 5 years or something. And he was like, oh, you boy. Know, it's bad. They were fine. The kids were like, that's it. They're in trouble now. I'm like, well, whatever. But still, we need bees is what we need. We definitely need bees. And we're running out. Einstein says when bees are gone, we're done.
Yep.
Yeah, we're done. The human race can't continue. You guys!
Just let
the
me.
The end is near. I can't wait.
Oh my God. I can't. Listen, when the end comes. Okay, so let's say there's a nuclear war or something like that. I'm like, I'm not trying to survive. I'm just going to sit down and wait to die. Am I wrong?
I mean, that's an option.
Are you going to fight?
I'm going to shoot a bunch of people for sure.
That's my girl. Are you?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, without question. I'm going out. Like,
you're going out. That's it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to take this as long as I can.
I'm going to get killed.
So Walking Dead, are you going to be one of those people that are like, all right, guys, we're on the road for the rest of our lives and we're going to fight this?
I don't know if I would last that long, you know, just because I'm not in shape. So I'm not. I like if they're the slow zombies. If they're the slow zombies, I'm good. I'm gonna find a gun store that's next to a food store, and I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna live on. I'm gonna practice my shots on the roof and have a great time. If they're the running zombies, I think I might be fucked.
Yeah, they would try.
I would try to survive as long as possible.
Yeah,
because I just feel like you know, the pursuit that we have of comedy is just so self centered, and I feel like I have no purpose in life. And
oh my God,
you ever thought about how if somebody murdered you, it wouldn't affect any? It's like no big deal.
Nothing at all.
Like I don't know if you have like a family.
I have a family, but I don't have a family. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have my own family.
That's what I mean. We all have extended family somewhere.
Everyone's alive, yeah.
But I mean, like, I couldn't imagine how they would...
No ripple at all.
There's no heartstrings tugged.
No.
When there's no news story. They're like, this guy didn't have any kids.
Unmarried,
single. Mostly spent his time thinking about himself.
I'm already a rogue, so it's like I'm gonna go rogue when shit goes nuts.
But it would be it'd be fun to be trying to survive. I feel like that would be the most alive I'd ever feel.
Whoa,
that's touché.
Deep stuff right there, my friend.
I think that'd be so fun.
Whoa. See, I get fun, if it's like zombies or whatever, fine. But you know what really scares me? I don't like the part when it's like man turns on each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's me being Canadian or if that's just me being.
Guys, don't
like,
be mean to each other.
I'm serious. I'm all like, can't we all get along and try to work this together and work as a team and then we'll
just
make a village?
Just say excuse me. Don't kill each other. Just say excuse me.
You know, remedy this. Some good manners. But I do, like, I don't like that part. Like, that's always, and of course, that's the basis of all the, you know, the Walking Deads and whatever. It's when man turns, I hate that. I'm like, can't we work together? That makes me, and well, I know
who
it's
else
nerdy.
Would turn on us?
I know. But that's what
no
it is.
No animal's
going like,
to turn on us. No,
yeah, they might. But I
wish they would. That would be better.
But that'd be strictly just for food. Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be emotional.
No.
You know what I mean?
But that's it. I just feel like, why can't we all just work as a team and try to stay alive and make a nice new village? You know, whatever. But yeah, I know I'm not going to last long. Is what I hope I go out in the first round.
Dude, driving over here, I had to come from the east side over here, so I had to cross town, and I was in that awful rush hour traffic, which luckily we all avoid a lot because of our lives. But I was just thinking about on the way over here, I was like, actually, I think there's less shootings in this country than I would expect. If I were in rush hour every day, like just think about these people's lives, 5 days a week for their whole lives in this traffic.
Yeah. Like that Michael Douglas movie where he loses his
falling down.
Yeah, this
country's way safer than I feel like I'd expect it to be.
In that sort of situation, I know, because you think to yourself, like if there's going to be a mass shooting, why isn't someone standing on top of their car?
You know
what I mean? And like taking, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't believe that people just deal with that.
You know, what about people that do like a commute every day? I cannot, I'm shocked by those people that it takes them 2 hours to get to work, 2 hours to get home. It's like, well, where is your life in
there? It's a significant,
that's a large chunk of your life.
Yeah, because it's 24 hours, we get 4 8-hour quadrants. Half of one of your quadrants is just traveling every day.
It's
three 8-hour quadrants.
Huh?
Three.
No, because it's 4 hours a day. You get 4 8-hour quadrants. You get 8 hours of sleep, 16 hours of whatever the fuck, and then
that's you're getting to 32. No, it's the old IWW slogan. The 8 hours for play, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest.
Oh, that's
good. Oh yeah, it's
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah, that was the 8 hour work
day. 32-hour days,
which is even worse.
I was like, God damn.
We have so what's ours then? Like what? Like the regular, average comedian.
Well, okay, I'll go this way. You get about an hour work a day. You get about 30 minutes of work a day, and I get three different 5 minute works of the day.
And then what else? And then I'll how much do you sleep?
I don't sleep much at all.
I don't sleep much at all either.
Which means we're gonna get dementia. Hours. I was reading into that. We're gonna get dementia.
Well,
yeah.
There we go.
Because I wish I tried. I try to sleep, and it's very inconsistent. I don't nap, which is good because that's supposed to like lead to you not sleeping good as well. It's just hard. Hard. Like I was just on the road for like a month, and I was staying up till like 4 in the morning.
On the road is awful too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as sleep goes, it's hard.
That's what I mean. The sleep and just crossing
time
zones and stuff.
I have to like drink and smoke just to get to bed by like 1 a.m.
You know, I had a doctor tell me. Like a nutritionist or somebody like a long time ago say to me like a naturopath say about flying and about time zones, and they say every hour you're in the air in an airplane, that's as many days as it takes to recuperate from that flight.
Right.
I see, I don't really get that shit.
No.
I don't get the jet lag. It doesn't really bother me. Like
good deal.
I was on a plane all fucking day yesterday and I'm fine.
Where are we coming from?
Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, but that to me is like, I do get jet lag. I do. I mean, it's often just going, coming back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Going west is harder, but there's still just like, you think about that though. Like you're in the air for 6 hours. Like, it takes me 6 days.
I think it's
days
also just, it's stressful on your body in general.
So
cause it's,
she also
it's fucking
said that,
with the gravity and stuff,
said,
like where you're at.
This woman, and it was one of those things that you're like, please don't tell me this. She said that, I mean, it's awful to hear that every 13 flights is like having one session of radiation.
Yeah, yeah. So and I was just
like, she's like, so you have to try to fly less. And I was like, I can't. She's like, well, you should try. I was like, but I can't. Crazy. Like, yes. It was an awful conversation. I was like, yeah. I'm unable to. I have to. Let's not think about that, though. Let's not think about that. Let's just move on.
It makes sense.
Right?
That's why I just hope I die before it all starts falling apart. So I just want to
have a deathbed.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I want to see it fall apart.
Ah,
why?
I do.
Cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
I do.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just want to have a reason to exist.
Have you ever had somebody, like, watch somebody go through the Alzheimer's dementia whole process?
Oh, no, not that. I don't want to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant society falling apart.
Oh, no, I meant.
No, I want to die.
That's
no,
what
dementia,
I'm saying.
I don't want to.
I don't want to deal with that.
Fuck that.
No, society, if that's what I'm up top. I'm practicing my shots. I'm fine with society falling apart.
Personally.
But personally, I don't want to be present.
That's no thank you. Yeah. I had a friend. ALS is awful.
That's what Stephen Hawking has?
Is that? No. He's got, you don't know, but ALS is the one where basically
your body
breaks down, but your brain is intact.
Oh. You're completely for you no longer being a human being.
It's just the opposite of a football player.
I mean, right? Literally. Like, I mean, this was a friend. It
was
a
Canadian.
My brain's
gone, but my body's good.
My body's great.
Yeah.
That one I could do. But honestly, it's just awful. Like, it's, like a friend of ours, like a comedian that I started, like she was running a room that when I started comedy, it was her room, and right. She got ALS like 5 years ago, and I mean, she's gone now. She passed away last year. Took her really fast, but it was just it was one of those things that it, like, the first thing it did was it took her voice. Her ability to speak was gone within a year, and it was one of
that's
those
insane,
like, cold blooded. Like, we look at the world and you're like, wow, that is cold, and it's just.
Especially, you know, for a comedian. That's the only, like, take my legs.
You know
man.
What I mean? Exactly.
Just give me the ability to hold a mic.
That's exactly
and talk
it.
To you.
That's exactly it. It's like, just prop me up and we're good. But it wasn't. It was just like that to me. It's like, and just, I don't know. Can we sign something that says that if that ever happens? Just take a pillow.
That's what
any,
people
is there
shit
any
on Kevorkian, like, but I think he was helping a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't think people shit on him anymore. I think everybody's down with that now. Assisted suicide?
I think that's just you, man. Look at the whole Terry Schiavo thing that happened a few years ago.
Well, that was a long time ago, too. God, a lot of comedians got miles out of her.
Yeah.
They really did. But ALS, is that hereditary, or how do you get it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, God.
I don't know. I just know it.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's talk about something else that we hate other than this impending death. I hate the fact that we're all going to die. Oh, God. Okay, let's see.
Oh, God.
See,
God.
I always think that's comforting. A lot of, like, the knowing you're going to die. It's the whole, we're all going to die, you might as well try kind of deal. Like, if and when comedy doesn't work out, that's going to be my platform for motivational speaking.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Instead of being scared, the fact that you're gonna die, you know you're gonna die, so just try, do whatever you fucking want to.
Yeah,
like, try
it.
Like,
is true. It's true, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I also often have a sort of a saying that I tell myself, like, they're not going to kill you, like, as in, you might as well go for it, because they can't kill you. Like, you know, you fuck up, you fail, you wonder if they can't kill you. We're fine, we're just gonna get up and keep moving. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's
what's so great about the Socratic method, is you, like, you question yourself all the way, like, why am I scared of this?
Yeah.
What's the worst that could possibly happen? And you go all the way down.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm not really gonna die.
No, that's
it's
it.
Not really
right?
gonna
exactly.
kill me.
There's also, like, in in 12 Steps, people, there is there's a fear, like an expression about fear that says fear is 1,000 miles high and 1,000 miles wide, but paper thin. And you just walk through it. It seems gigantic. You walk through it, and you're like, oh, well, there we go. That
yeah, like
easy.
A paper mache
like,
wall.
Literally, like a web.
Like running out of, again, football. Like,
yeah,
football. Running through that little banner.
Yeah,
that
that's the fear of
it's
them
like,
failing.
It feels so huge. Through. Also, cobwebs. That's awful. Walking through a cobweb. Ooh, that'll change.
That's the worst thing. Especially if you cannot find it all.
No, that's it.
That is me, like, the girliest I've ever been is if I walk through. Yeah. You want to see me act like a little bitch? Yeah. What the fuck? And then I'm mad. I'm furious at this tiny little
itchy,
animal that I don't
even
know what it is.
All day long. You know?
Yeah.
Then
I know you're on me, you little fucker. I'm mad.
Reveal yourself.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I always feel
bad
because you're
ruining
your house.
I'll kill a spider, though. I'm not scared of spiders.
No, me neither. Bring it on. We need rain.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Old. I'm an old woman.
Yeah.
Whenever I go through a cobweb, I'm grossed out and I'm terrified. But I also have that moment of, like, oh, you just ruined. How long did they work on that web? There's always, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're walking through and then you walk and you're like, oh, I just ruined this dude's duplex.
Yeah.
Saying, like, he's all like, I just finished that, and then he's poor poor guy.
He's gonna start over.
It's like, damn it.
Maybe they like building though. Maybe that's fun.
Maybe I bet it is fun.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It seems like
I really because then it was like I really wanted to put the living room over there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're renovating, honey. We're renovating the new bathroom you want. Here it comes. That's it. Right? We're gonna have a soaker tub in this one.
That's the manliest I've ever been. Is walking through his cobweb because I just chew on the spider like gum.
Is that? Shut up!
I find you terrifying.
Like, we all know that.
Good, but terrifying.
Yeah.
God.
Spicy. Must have been a black widow.
Oh no!
I'm not scared of anything.
Have you guys ever been to Australia?
No. Mm-mm.
Apparently they have spiders there. God damn. I have friends. One of my friend's mother is Australian and she was just in Australia. And like, there are certain parts where like you have to sleep with a fucking fishnet over you because, wow, spiders just drop from the ceiling, come in. Like, they just,
big, like they do here, killer, but they're just fucking,
but they're
huge.
Big, yeah. And they'll kill you. And they'll kill you.
Because that's the
dead.
Whole thing. What's the
There's spiders here though. California, I found there's way more spiders here than like East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. What is it like? You actually swallow 3 spiders a year or something like that?
I don't know if that's true. I'm always skeptical of those like Uncle John readers.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I know. How do they do that test?
How do you know how many spiders I'm swallowing?
How do they do that? Oh,
fuck yourself. You know? I mean, I probably do because I sleep like... Yeah. I probably am bumping that average up, actually.
I think you're sucking spiders in.
Yeah. To be
honest. They're just trying
to... in the living room, trying to get away. Jesus! He's sleeping!
Yeah, I'm like a sink drain when I'm sleeping. Everything's just falling
just
into it.
Over back. He's just trying to get to the other side of the room. Yeah. And Brian just...
I was wondering why. I always wake up so full.
Like, it's kind of nice, actually. No need for breakfast.
But, yeah.
Brian's stomach is a Tim Burton movie.
Oh my god, amazing.
I'm surprised you don't shit silk.
Oh, hey. I'm surprised you can't make webs. What if you can?
You should try.
He's the real Spider-Man. It's just not the way we thought it was.
Do that.
He just shits.
He's trying to sling a web right now. Just saying. I think it needs to be said, you have beautiful hair. Do people tell you that a lot?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's because I don't wash it.
God bless. Seriously? How often do you wash your hair? This is a struggle with me.
Every 3 days.
Damn!
2 to 3 days. Depends. If it gets greasy, I wash it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's actually like sometimes my hair looks when like I, for some reason,
when I travel, my hair gets greasy faster.
Yeah.
Or if I don't get out of bed all day, it gets greasy faster for sure. But yeah, every like 3 days.
It's
thanks.
Good hair.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean,
yours isn't bad either.
What's left? It used to be good.
You should hear him lament about a fucking haircut. I've never seen a dude get so.
Oh yeah, we had a good segment on here about the last haircut I got.
Why was it? What happened?
Because I hadn't got a haircut in a chair in a long time.
And he always just cuts it himself.
I cut it myself.
And he looks real funny.
And I didn't, I know I can see, I have eyes. I know it's thinning really hard up top, but I hadn't heard the difference in cutting the back of my hair with scissors in the top.
Oh,
and we talked about it. It was like the back was like a cut in a paper bag. Like,
yeah.
And the top was just
like,
yeah, and I was just like, wow.
That's,
oh, wow.
I'm
dying.
But
he's also tall. He's also tall, yeah, so it's not, you can't really
never,
tell.
No one will ever know. I mean, seriously. How tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, dude.
Almost 6'2".
So, like, what? Like, a small percentage of the population will ever know that you're losing your
hair? The whole NBA.
A knows. small percentage.
Exactly. Don't go there. That's it.
Just can't go to
stay
NBA
away from them because they'll all be like, ha, you know, whatever. I have a friend.
They're in 7-Eleven security cameras. They're the only ones that can see.
That's it.
It's not the look, it's the dying.
Yeah.
Is that
what it is?
Yeah. It's not the look. Fair. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing my looks. Yeah, I mean, I've had this face my whole life.
Shut up.
It's not like I'm losing my looks.
I rely on they a lot, but men who lose their hair actually have more testosterone. Did you
That's
know that?
What I, oh, I tell
and they remain me? Healthier.
We all know that.
Do you know that?
Yeah,
we all know that. All dudes
all
know
say that.
Every guy losing their hair knows that.
Yeah.
We have more testosterone. Okay.
All right. George Costanza was the man.
So you're going bald, but
Earth.
Your dick will continue to work. So that's nice. That's something. I mean,
there's
you can't get a
give and take,
but
right?
You know.
Yeah, I know.
jokes. Just kidding.
No.
What do we want to do? Another one that we
you
hate?
You have lovely hair too, though.
I have a lot of hair. I have thick hair.
It's because the Italian.
God bless.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Goodness, I know. Mm-hmm. Honest to God. Although I've just, like, in the last, like, 3 years, I've gone gray. And it's like, wow.
I can't wait. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I find them, and I've started finding them, and I'm like, aw. I'm just like, I'm going to know more. Like, that's what I associate with age. I don't.
But like, there is. I think there is like a certain way to gray. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are some people that gray.
Yeah, there's and that it's yellowy, like that, weird, yeah, gross gray. That's disgusting. That beautiful silver.
Silver.
Yeah, dude. That's the, stuff. That's
like,
the shit I want.
People that like get like just like streaks of gray. Yeah, like, I love that. Mm-hmm. You look like a cool witch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like a good witch.
Have you seen Patti Smith? Like, do you know who Patti Smith is?
Yeah.
If you've seen her hair, it's like white.
Oh, I love that.
It's gorgeous.
When it goes white like that, it's she's very a hot cool when they do that, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that is very cool. Like that's hell yeah. I like that as well. But yeah, but
is there anything you don't like about having long hair?
The constant, like, just the amount of hair that's around my house. Like, I shed like
a
hair.
I shed like I'm oh going through God. Like through chemo too.
Oh, dude.
Sometimes
you have moments where you're like, this can't be right. But it's right. just, oh yeah.
It's just, there's so much.
Yeah, like I had to get like a different drain in my tub. Mm-hmm. My landlord was like, dude, I got it. This is too much.
All right, both of you can go fuck yourself.
I'm sorry. But it is, it's a lot. And there are times where it's just, there are times like I bun it a lot because it's times that just get off of me.
Get away from me.
Yeah, it is. There are times where it's like, I like having long hair, but it's just like, oh, stop. Every once in a while, it's too much.
I had long hair for years. And that's how I got in the habit of wearing hats constantly is because when I was driving and I had the window down because I've never had a car that had air conditioning that worked. So it was just beating me in the face.
Yeah.
I get that all the time because I like it with the windows down.
Is that what you hate about long hair?
I don't mind. Like, it used to bother my buddy Ricky when we would go on the road together. He'd be like, I can't stand that you don't mind your hair being in your face. He's like, it drives me nuts.
It bothers
like,
me.
That bothers me how it's not bothering you.
It's like when you want to clear somebody else's throat.
Clear it! I can hear it in there. It's disgusting. Yeah, get it out.
Why is it this bothering you? talking tumor.
Yeah, I totally get that one. Yeah. That's a good or anything on other people. Wipe your eyes, pop a pimple. Like Jesus Christ.
Oh, are you a pimple popper? I'm such a pimple popper.
It's you know, I think you either are or you aren't. There's no halfway between
for
that.
For sure.
That is it.
I have made every dude I've ever and some just of my friends.
Oh,
like you just you gotta fucking deal with it.
Oh yeah.
Because like, it's obnoxious. Brian had a zit the other day. I couldn't do the podcast with him. I was like, you need to tend to that or I can't fucking talk to you because it's all I can think about.
The ones that you're just like, dude, like this is, come on.
Yeah,
come
it's on. Huge and white and a fucking eyesore.
I dated a girl who liked to pop pimples and I would always be like, you're trying to change me.
That's not it at all.
I've put it out with friends of like, look, if anyone has a troublesome pimple, let a girl know. You know what I mean? I'm there for you. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll tuck in and watch the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I've seen some of those.
I mean, there are some that will
some that are too much.
Some are too much. Some are like, I've seen too much. But there are ones that are
toothpaste
like,
ones.
Get it out.
Fucking Christ.
Get it out.
Because what are they? They're like, they're not even like, they're like,
cysts.
Boiled cysts.
Ooh. Yeah. That's too much.
That's too much. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I went on a rabbit hole with actually previous podcast guest Ryan Dalton. Ryan Dalton's big into it too. Him and his chick. And we were working together in fucking like Minneapolis or something. And him and I went on a fucking rabbit hole of just watching YouTube videos of just all. And I was like, oh, and we saw one. It was like a cow and it had this. It was like
a cow.
Yeah. It was like the size of a fucking watermelon.
Son of a bitch.
And they stabbed it and it was like, it shot out like, and it drained for like 15 minutes. That's how much shit was in it.
Whoa.
It was crazy. That was a bit much.
That one, that sticks with you for a bit.
Yeah. But when you just have, I also don't understand how people's faces get so much shit in
them. Like Dimitri's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How'd you let that happen? I'm I want to pop everything all the time.
I'm always like, what's this? Look at this. What is this? Is this something in there? Get it out. My mom's always like, what? There's nothing there. You already did it. I'm like, no, there's something in there. He's hiding. I know he's in there.
I had a couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I had like something on my foot, on the bottom of my foot, like like in the ball of my foot. And it just started like the little ball pad of your foot, like just started to swell. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, something's wrong. And I went to my doctor at the time and she's like, it's a wart. And I was like, dude, this isn't a wart. Like,
it's not a wart.
And so she was a young doctor and she just kept saying that to me. And I was like, something's wrong. So then I went to like an actual foot doctor, which is called a
podiatrist.
Boom. Mm-hmm. And so then I go in and he says to me, he's like, I got to tell you, if you would have come to me 3 months ago, we could have fixed this. He's like, but now they're going to have to operate. Apparently what happened, I got a sliver of glass or something in my foot years ago. And you know, your body will hold on to something like that and just kind of work around it. And we'll be like, we're fine. And then
it's fine. It's just an intruder. Yeah, exactly. I don't care. Whatever. It's all right. We'll work around it.
But like it got to the point where it was kind of like, okay, now we want out. And then it just like whatever was formed around. found it got to be too big and it's got infected and what. So I had to go to the hospital and I had to get this done. So this, you know, I guess I want to say not a dermatologist, but whatever she was. So she had to like, they had to basically, you know, freeze my leg, slice open my foot. Let me tell you, this woman loved her work like nothing I'd ever seen.
It was a professional pimple popper.
I
didn't even know doctors could do that. Yeah.
I couldn't wear a shoe. Like it was awful. Like, and it just looked like a swollen foot. Like couldn't see. And then when we were doing it, I was, you know, awake, obviously, like watching, sitting, sure, whatever, and just frozen leg. And then when she cut it open, she did that. She was like, "Oh yeah!" Like she literally made that noise. And then it was just, and she was like, "Do you want to see this?" And I was like, "I think I do." Yeah,
absolutely.
And the nurse was like, "We get this all the time," and like basically put like a mirror and like, "Oh my god!" And then there was just like stuff came out of it, mm-hmm, for days. Like it was
juicing an orange,
pretty much. And she was just like, "Oh, even when I went in, she was like, "I have no idea what this is, and I'm really excited." Like, I think she used the word jazzed. I'm real jazzed about this.
To figure this out.
It's like, okay, and it was fine after.
Foot splayed open.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, all
she's
right.
Like, I'm real jazzed about this.
Really excited about this, and I was like, okay. And I just looked and I was like, wow, this woman loves her job. Like, she really. I guess nice you have life. To though.
Yeah.
You have to like that. You can't be like gross. Like this is. That's
you
a job.
Be a disgruntled right? customer.
No. Every day with a pus. God damn it. It never stops. No, this woman, she was into it hard.
We did that once when I was young in comedy. Me and another female comedian it was actually the guy that did the shitty handshake. We were all hanging out and he just had this bump on his forehead. And man, he didn't have a chance. We were there on him. We were on, because it was like super deep. It was like one of those ones that are refillable.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
oh God, sorry.
Slower.
And that's what happened. And it stinks. You know what I'm talking about? We had
it inside your body.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We sit him down on the and at first it seems like it's not much, and then I was like, oh no, dude, feel that. That's way deeper that's in there. Happening. There's so much shit in there. So it was like she took one side, I took the other, and we dug all that bitch out until it was nothing but blood coming out. It was amazing.
Be a very dividing podcast.
Oh yes. You like it or you don't. Yeah.
If you hate pimple popping, email us at nosiridontlikeitpodcast@gmail.com.
I'll be sending an email to us.
Send us your pimples.
Send us your pimple popping videos too. What
I've
else
watched
don't you?
ISIS beheading videos, and this is grossing me out.
Oh my god! Whoa. Okay, let's see. What else don't I like?
What don't you like?
I don't like standing in line. I can't stand in line anymore.
I can't.
Like, I have
do
no
either.
Patience. Like, I mean, things that you have to stand in line for. You're at customs.
So
whatever.
Fuck theme parks. You're not into theme parks. Oh.
There's literally nothing I would stand in line for anymore. And I used to stand in line. You know what I mean? I think it's just maybe one of the things that happen as you age. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nothing is worth standing in line for. It's honestly not. I mean, this is, God, when I was like 18 and 19, I would stand in line. This is before the internet, kids. I would stand in line to get concert tickets. Like, I would sleep on the street with my boyfriend to get concert tickets for things. And that was fine with me, you know, but now it's just like, no, like honestly, people line in, I'm like, no way. You know, like on Fairfax, like
where
they buy all those fucking
t-shirts,
sneakers
those
and shit.
Fucking, they have a custom made t-shirt that they sleep for 2 days
hours
for.
And hours so they can sell it again. I'm just like, nothing. The new iPhone, the well, I just won't.
It,
like,
no way.
There's honestly, you go to a movie and I'm like, nope, I'm gone. I'll come back later. Thank you very much. And maybe it's because I have that freedom in my life that I'm able to go.
I
don't
think
need
there
it right
is something
now.
To be aging, because I think you're just no longer in a rush anymore.
That's, I think it is. You're just very like, or
it's
not,
just like, because
it just doesn't
think
seem
about,
that important.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
don't need
I'm
anything.
Okay with
plus,
this.
If you think about your whole life, all of the things you rush to do, none of it was ever really worth it.
Seriously.
It was never worth the stress of you rushing to do.
Absolutely. Or like really like, you know, putting yourself out in that situation, like where you're going to line up for 7 hours. You're like, and then all it is was this, you know what I mean? Like, it's never, the payoff
is
never
usually
good.
Never good. Yeah,
exactly. And I think that's it. I hate ice cream with bits in it. I love ice cream, but I don't like anything with like chocolate chips or like.
So it's got to be all smooth. What? All the time.
So is
all
it a texture? Are you?
I'm textured. Hummus. Yeah. I don't like it. I also said I don't like mushy apples. Get out of here. You know, when you look at an apple and you're like, that's gonna be, and then you bite it and it's like,
It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's not the crisp. It's, yeah, I don't like it when
dusty
it's
dusty almost. Gonna, like,
yes! When it starts to get mealy. Yeah.
And you know what? They trick it. The worst one is the Red Delicious apple. They, first of all,
because the outside always looks so hard. It doesn't give you any kind of heads up.
Great and lovely. And then you're like, oh, they get you every time. If you've had a good Red Delicious apple, please write in and tell us, because it feels like they're lying. Red Delicious, first of all, inappropriate.
Delicious with a question mark.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Delicious brackets.
It's subjective.
Sometimes.
One of my favorite macho images is when you picture like a old like tough guy cutting an apple with a knife, like a little hand knife with his thumb on the back of the blade,
and then stabbing it,
eating it off the knife.
Yep.
That always, I'm like, oh man, I wish I was more manly like that. That's
that
fucking,
is a cool way to eat an apple.
Yeah,
I see that. I'm trying to think
beautiful.
Of like,
like Crocodile Dundee that it's done, or somebody.
I can't think of a specific.
But I've seen that guy.
I knew exactly what you're talking about. I don't know who it is, but I've seen that.
I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna try to just. I gotta uncross my legs here. Get a little manlier.
Get you a pocket knife. That's what you need. You need a switchblade. You need a blade.
It's crazy too, because it's like I'm watching these actors do this in movies, and I'm like, they look so tough, and I'm like, I wish I was tougher, but I was in the fucking army, and I'm like, this guy's an actor.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wow, he's
tough. He's pretending.
He's so tough.
That took 107 takes, but he is tough.
Yeah.
He's pretending to be tough.
Wow, army. Yeah. How long were you in the army for?
They asked me to leave a little early.
We've had enough of you, thanks. So bye. Yeah. Wow.
Jesus. Two and something, almost 3 years.
How was it? How was it? Was it awful? Was it okay?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful.
Was it?
I hated it.
That's why he wanted them to ask him to leave early.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to ask me.
Oh, yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah.
I never break up with people. I try to get dumped.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Yeah.
I get it. All right.
I'm just going to make everything the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gave myself a bad haircut and stopped brushing my teeth, and then they finally dumped me.
I get it. These are good plans. This is, wow, Jesus. Okay, let me go on the list. Let's do musicals.
I hate him too.
I don't like him.
I liked him more when I myself was in theater, but then. I sang and I did theater. I didn't do them together.
I could see.
Because it was always a little on the cheesy side for me.
There is the element of cheesy. Like, and it seems so false. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like everything is like, we're going to sing. I can't
gonna
stomach
it. Sing about it.
It's like, we're talk this part.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas. That's still Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not even really like a proper musical, I don't think.
They are singing a bunch.
Yeah.
I know, but a lot of Disney movies.
Oh, yeah. I liked the other musical I liked was the first Muppets reboot, the Jason Segel.
Was really good.
That one was a good.
It was excellent. Good.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Excellent, but they had like there was like this some kind of sense of self awareness around what a musical is.
Yeah.
That made it really, really.
It was like more tongue in cheek. It wasn't like we are here. Well, it was like we're like here, Greece. Wink, and we know,
and
you know?
We know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I hate Greece.
What's this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hate.
But like the ones, like you ever see Avenue Q? That was great. You know, that was. There's exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, musicals, they make me ill.
Yeah, I kind of hate all theater.
Theater is hard. Theater is hard. I mean, seriously.
So
I can't. See,
it's irrelevant.
Oh my god.
Wow. We wouldn't have ours without
ride a bicycle with a big front wheel to the theater, god. You know,
and
the
that's giant back now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Penny farthing.
Yeah, you know what? Go to any hipster part of any town. Yeah. There's one of those.
Absolutely. I would actually have to, and I'm wearing a monocle. I would like to do theater at some point in my life. I never have. And I feel like that is, I'd like to check that off my list. I really would.
I did it in high school. It was fun. And like going to see fucking Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane do The Odd Couple.
Sure.
It was incredible. It was still great.
Yeah.
It's like watching
the producers or The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple. They did both. They did both.
But I feel like, again, it's per musical. Do you know what I mean? Like I hate musicals per musical.
Right.
Like there are some that I watch, I go, no, that was pretty terrific. But
my whole family went to Cats. We tried it. We tried to be cultured one time. We left during intermission. My dad.
Phantom of the Opera? Get out of town. Are you kidding me? Worst thing ever.
My dad looked around at us.
Can't do it.
It was like, is anybody enjoying this?
No.
And we all said no. He goes, let's get the hell out of here.
He's like, why not? Let's get out of here and go to like Hooters.
Yeah, exactly.
where we belong.
Yeah.
Now that's a show.
It's a good family restaurant.
Oh my God. But you know, the thing is, I have a lot of gay male friends, and they are upset. Mm. You know, and they're like, we know you actually like musicals. I'm like, I really don't. Wow. But then, you know, they'll play whatever. They'll play like, you know, Barbra Streisand or Celine Dion, and I'm always like, okay, I'm singing along. But the thing is, I'm not proud of it. Do you know what I mean? Sing along, and I'm like, damn it, you got
right.
me. You got me.
I was thinking like Chicago. I mean, I think it was just because it was all these chicks murdering dudes that I liked. That was my favorite part about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't the singing part. No. It was the murder part.
Yeah, it was the part about like, you know, badass women. There's nothing better than women. You know what? I'm going to admit this right now, and I'm very sorry. I haven't seen Black Panther yet.
Oh, I haven't.
You guys?
I've seen it three times.
Oh my God. I'm desperate to see it.
You were on the road.
I was on the road.
I'm also, it's also a passive way to be supportive.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
You take my money. Take my money.
But women kicking ass is literally my favorite thing. Women fighting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Dude, every scrapbook I made when I was in high school always had chicks with guns. Oh, they're always just like bad bitches or always
Did
my jam.
Did you ever see Death Proof?
Oh yeah!
It was one Tarantino, and it's one that everyone's like, meh. I'm like, no, that's great. In my top three. Mm-hmm. I mean, of his, because it's just girls,
murder,
dying.
Well, and that's kicking ass. Yeah,
yeah,
it was really great. I mean, and it was also like, oh yeah, you wanna be okay. Well, us too, bitch. Like it was actual straight up equality.
It really was.
Unfortunately, it took a gaggle of women to kill one dude.
I know.
That was the only thing that was unfortunate.
But aside from that,
guns make a difference. But when I'm watching a girl like punch a guy,
fight, it's
I'm like,
so
get
great.
Out of here! Yeah. I'll fucking punch you in the face and break your cheek. Like, get out of here! That's just not believable. Fucking.
What about Ronda Rousey?
Uma Thurman's gonna kick my ass. Yeah. Get out of here!
Yeah,
but if she had a sword, yes, yeah, absolutely.
With weapons,
yeah. Now, if they made action movies with Ronda Rousey or something, I'd be like, she'll fucking cave my face in.
She'll kill you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She will.
She'll cave my face in.
She will. That's believable.
I know. I'm gonna die with a hard cock. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but the whole time he's just like, "Yes, I deserve this. Yes, this is what I've been waiting
like
for."
Vivica A. Fox or Uma Thurman. I'm like, "Shut up! I'll beat both of you at the same time." Yeah. It's just not. It's
come
not,
at him, ladies. That was a challenge.
It's not believable.
Yeah, fair,
but again, when you add weapons into the mix or somebody like Ronda Rousey, then it's dope.
Oh yeah, good deal.
Or just unsuspecting murder. You know what I mean? Just like
I feel the same way about men too, like fucking Bruce Willis and all those diehards. It's like nobody can get hurt that much.
I know.
And keep doing it. Yeah, like get out of here. Like
seriously, with the first one with the glass in the feet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. Your feet are done. You're done.
If I was a bad guy, I would have just stuck my finger in one of his bullet holes and he would have just fell down crying.
Absolutely. Oh,
get out of here.
I thought it was going to hurt less.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I loved the last Wolverine movie.
No, I didn't do Logan.
That little kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, and then I had that moment of like how desensitized I am because when that little girl went savage and started killing people, I was laughing with joy.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, wow. Is this what I'm doing?
Them
now?
Pulling off the movie.
Yeah.
That's not you being desensitized. No,
right? Okay, good. Yeah. Let's go with that.
They just did a good
job.
But
that kid, when she like was that, oh my God, kills a room of people, you're like,
for sure. Absolutely.
Like a little tiny wee girl.
Yeah. Because you're just like, oh man, I remember when I was a wee girl. Yeah, yeah. I would kill a room full of people. Yeah. And I couldn't. Damn it.
I do want to see Black Panther, but I have a chemical I can't do things that everybody else is doing.
Oh, interesting.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, he's like rebellious to the core.
It's like a
problem. To an annoying level.
And I can't. I hate it. It's gotten in the way of everything in my life.
Do you guys have Movie Pass? Are you doing the Movie Pass?
Are you an advocate for it?
Oh my God.
I've heard
everybody loves it.
Especially right now, like I think it's even cheaper. I think like right now it's $7.99 a month. Let me say. It is, you can go see a movie a day. That's it. You can't go see two, but you can see a movie a day. And it's like 70% of the theaters. Like I don't think Arclight isn't a part of it, but everything else is.
Right.
Wow.
The Vistas. Oh my God. I mean, the thing is like, we go see a ton of movies now, but there's also that point like where you go, we go see like a lot of really bad movies too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's the other thing too, is there's months where I'm like, I don't want to fucking see any of this
shit.
Oh
God. Yeah. And then, and you know, we'll go see stuff that we're like, oh, we just watched that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and you know, your brain is like, you shouldn't have done that. That's right, but it's your brain. Right. It's free. So you go, mm-hmm. but even like, honestly, like one movie a month and it's paid for. Like it's
It's great. I mean, it's really great. Movie Pass, get into it. Maybe they'll sponsor you.
I hate movie theaters. I hate. Do you? You know when it's really.
I like movie theaters.
When it gets quiet and the movie's about to come on and you can just hear popcorn or like. That makes me want to stab everybody in the room.
Why? Yeah, it's the quietness?
Yeah, there's something about that. There's so much not peace up in the head. So when things sound peaceful, it makes me want to freak out and ruin it.
You want it to do something to break the peace.
Yes, I get
that. I do. But it's also like what those sounds are like, if it's just like popcorn, but if I hear somebody opening a six pack or somebody having like a Walmart bag full of shit, I'm just like, shut up. We're about to have watch something.
Don't ruin my fun.
There's so much trust involved in sitting in a really dark room with a bunch of strangers. I don't have that much trust.
I can't believe
that's what you said at the very top. So you look down on everybody else.
But what about like taxis and Ubers? I mean, like, what kind of trust is that we've been doing?
Dude, they have them with kids. They have them with for kids now. You just pick up kids and you drop them off from school for people's parents.
There's an all
How
woman
are they doing that. Like, what kind of screening are they doing?
Not enough, obviously. Wow.
There's a company that started that's like all women Uber, basically for women and by women.
Is that happening or no?
I don't know if it's keep going, but I really wish I could sneak into that.
Oh my!
I really wish I could because I've almost never been bothered by a lady Uber driver.
Yeah.
Any awful experience I've ever had an Uber driver was
usually a dude. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I
that
wish totally I could just throw on a wig or something.
But like that also too, it's like female Uber drivers and female taxis. I mean, okay, I lived in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like 24 years. All right. And you take taxis. I'm not kidding. In 24 years of taking taxis, I think I had 2 female taxi drivers. Really? Like straight up taxi drivers. And like, wow. And it's so small because I'm like, it is trust. I'm getting into a car with a stranger.
Yeah.
Like that's it. They lock the doors. You know, that's it. You're in.
Yeah.
It is. It's a crazy. It's so funny. Like all the things that we do that, you know, we
out of convenience, give up so much, dude. Just for to convenience. Be
like out of convenience, exactly. It's like I'm just in the car with this, and especially like I mean, yes, Ubers. I know they have a track, but like flagging a taxi, just anybody. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
Like seriously, I'm surprised that there's not like. Well, before Ubers, there weren't more like rapes and deaths.
I think there was.
There must have been that we just don't know about.
Mm. Yeah, but I think there. I think a couple of the big serial killers were cab drivers. I'm pretty sure.
It makes sense. Like, how could it not?
It's a good way to scout. I mean, it's a good way to scout for people. Even if you don't murder them there, you know where they live.
Yeah, you're dropping
you know,
somebody. Off.
You could,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You have all this. You give people all of this information.
All of the too much information.
Yeah, and you're a loner too. Yeah. I mean, especially the night shift. God, you're just driving around.
I dated a cab driver.
Oh yeah,
a lot of time by themselves.
Yeah, same thing with truck drivers. Yeah. Man, that's why they become serial killers. Too much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Too much time and too much fucking gas station speed.
Yeah,
there's no way that's good for your brain.
Yeah, yellow jackets.
There's no way. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but. this has been the murder episode.
There's no way doing speed is good for you. No shit.
We'll look it up later. But
Dr. Morales?
I feel like it's not.
No way. Well, just the amount. They give you copious amounts of like uppers all the time.
Yeah, most people who do uppers do a lot of them.
Yeah. Right? Touché.
You get up and you need to stay up.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not even coke. Like, you know, all of this just any kind of upper shit. It's
bathtub meth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bathtub meth sounds like a band of a dude who would ride one of those penny farthing bikes.
Oh my god. Yes, and amazing. Awesome. That was great. Good deal.
Deborah, tell people where to find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Deborah DiGiovanni, my full name. I'm so sorry. And then on Instagram, my website is DeborahDG.com.
And also, I bet you're going to get mad at me, but check out Deborah's Conan.
Conan last night. Solid B minus. But anyway, God bless.
Oh, stop it. It's wonderful.
Whatever.
Watch it, share it.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about it.
Tell the people. Good deal. This was fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having being on.
Oh God, my pleasure.
I almost said thanks for having us. Like we're on your podcast.
Get out of my house.
All right.
Write us, review us, all that good stuff. No Sir, I Don't Like It podcast at No Sir Pod. No Sir, I Don't Like It podcast at gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
No Sir, I Don't Like It. No Sir, I Don't Like It. No Sir, I Don't Like It. No Sir, I Don't Like It.
No Sir, I Don't Like It. No Sir, I Don't Like It.
No Sir, I Don't Like It. No Sir, I Don't Like It.
What's the fucking matter? Are you stupid or what?
What's the fucking matter? like it.
I don't want it.